And would you like to talk too about positive changes?
Yes, I think that there have been a number, but one of the most important is an acceptance by the medical profession now that the patient really does know best. And the idea of an expert patient couldn't be more applicable to a disease than it is to diabetes. And they actually accept that now. And I mean, we all knew that that was true even years ago, because when I had Tom, I remember only too clearly wandering around the hospital attached to a drip for days after giving birth. And I knew I didn't need to be, because I had my blood monitoring machine with me. I had food at my bedside. I knew what I was doing. I did not need a drip. Could I persuade anyone to take me off the drip? No, because they hadn't got the diabetic expert there. And everyone was terrified of us. The nurses didn't have the knowledge. And that wouldn't have mattered as long as they didn't mind saying, oh, well, we don't have the knowledge. Now they say it. They smile. They're not arrogant. They say, well, you're the diabetic. And that's how it should be.
Has diabetes prevented you from doing anything that you would have done otherwise?
No, I think I can honestly say that I've led my life exactly as far as anyone plans to lead their life I ever did. In terms of work, I've done exactly what I wanted. I'm a journalist working in the health field and education fields now. I travel with my job. I've had children safely. There's really nothing that I can think of that I haven't been able to do. I didn't want to join the army. I didn't want to jump out of a parachute. And I think that's about the only two things that I'd be prevented from doing. I travel around the world on holidays and with sensible precautions. That's no problem whatsoever. Of course, the thing that's most important to me in the world is having children. That's my greatest achievement and my greatest joy. And diabetes hasn't stopped me doing that and enjoying every minute of having children. And it's not going to stop me doing that in the future. I'll have seen them, I'm sure, safely grown up and on their way. And that's really, really all that matters to me.